Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. Zach Stevens joining us now from DNVR Broncos. Zach is a busy, busy man, no question about it. But Zach, my friend, sorry we were a little late. We were talking like Colorado State basketball, man. Colorado State coming back, winning this Paradise Jam tournament last night. Some big things are happening throughout the state. It's pretty exciting stuff, man. So we appreciate you rolling with us a bit here.
Oh, absolutely, Brady. Happy to be on. Man, I'm so pumped to have some good college sports in this state, and CSU is doing it.
Yeah, really, they really are. And now we'll be excited to see them back home this Saturday rather than so far away in St. Thomas, which was great. They won. They're undefeated. But exciting stuff coming out of Fort Collins for sure. Zach, my friend, exciting stuff coming out of the Broncos headquarters yesterday, last week, of course. We get the news that Tim Patrick, they locked him up for a nice deal. They locked up Courtland Sutton. Were you surprised that they signed both? I thought it was going to be one or the other.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I was not surprised about the Courtland Sutton news. But I was surprised that they got them both. Now, Brady, here's the thing about both of these guys is they actually got good value for both of these guys. Courtland for 15, Tim for 10, both of them for $25 million a year. Is good value when you look around the league. DeAndre Hopkins is making $27 million by himself a season. So the Broncos got good value, but here's the thing is I haven't really been too big of a proponent of paying two wide receivers when you don't have a quarterback. And that's what the Broncos did with Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders after Peyton Manning left, of course, right after Peyton left, is when they signed Emmanuel to a big deal. And that just you just don't maximize the value without the quarterback. And then so people say, well, man, this is making a run for a quarterback. Well, it may be making a run for a rookie, and that would make a lot of sense to pay two wide receivers because then you don't have to pay a quarterback. But right now, Brady, the Broncos, after these two deals, have right around $55 million in cap space next year. Let's say they get an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson. There goes your money. You have about $15 or $20 million left. Now, am I saying that that's not good and you don't want those quarterbacks? No, absolutely you want those quarterbacks. But you don't have that infinite cap space that people think you have anymore, and you paid it to really a dependent position. So my biggest concern is, what happens if you don't land that quarterback of your dreams that you really want? Then you just took $25 million away to help with the rest of your team.
It is interesting, right? As much as we love Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton, you got Jerry Jeudy, you got KJ Hamler. I think when those two were drafted, we thought, okay, well, one of those guys probably is not going to be in the mix, maybe two. But instead, it looks like we're loading up on the wide receiver side of things. You're right. That's going to be really interesting to see how this all unfolds. Some were kind of saying yesterday that this meant they were going to make their run at a Rodgers or Russell Wilson type guy. Is that what that's signaling to you? Or, I mean, because you and I talked last week about the future of Teddy Bridgewater, and that might be a big possibility here with Denver.
Yeah, I mean, Brady, I think that's where the sexy place that people wanted to look at. Oh, look, they're going to get Rodgers or Russell. But to me, I think that it was very clear that the Broncos weren't going to let both Courtland and Tim leave. And I don't think that either of those veteran quarterbacks, or you can even throw Deshaun Watson in there if his legal stuff gets settled, I don't think that they would have looked at the Broncos and said, oh, wow, they only have Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, and KJ Hamler. That's not an appealing place to go, or vice versa. They don't have Tim Patrick. They have Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. I don't want to go there. So I don't think that keeping both of them is a tipping point for either of these guys. In fact, to me, it really points more so if we're going to look at just this one decision and build a picture of what it means for the quarterback. I think it would really mean more so that they're looking at a rookie quarterback, and then you have two veteran wide receivers that you locked up. You have a guy in Jerry Jeudy entering his third year to help with this rookie quarterback. And then also you have the money because instead of paying $35, $40 million for one of these quarterbacks, you just freed all that money up by paying a rookie barely anything.
Yeah, it's very interesting for sure. But George Payton, I thought he handled everything yesterday. I love listening to him talk. I mean, he's very gracious. He sounds like a man with a plan. And so far, I mean, other than that number 9 pick, which I think some would agree was perfect, he hasn't done a whole lot wrong. So there's part of me that just kind of wants to roll with him on whatever he decides to do at this stage.
Yeah, I completely feel you. And I mean, man, he's very composed. He grades great opening statements, which sound good. And Brady, so far, the moves he's done, whether it's free agent signings for the most part, have been good. Keeping his own guys around to build that culture has been really good. I loved what he talked about keeping those core guys that not only are good football players, but that do things the right way off the field, specifically Tim and Cortland, and also Justin Simmons. But one thing he hasn't done is make that bold move. Now, he did trade Von Miller, but Von Miller late in his career, second and a third. It's not as bold as the name trading Von Miller would seem. It's just all going to come down to that quarterback position, Brady. If he hits the quarterback position, man, this team really is ready to take off at 5-5 right now. A lot of young pieces. But what I'm worried about is what if it's not Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, and it's a free agent, then you're talking the Matt Ryans of the world. And I got to say, that really scares me.
Doesn't move the needle, does it? Zach, we got to let you go. Can we do rapid fire for 30 seconds? Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Rapid fire. Are the Broncos beating the Chargers this weekend?
No.
Teddy Bridgewater still the favorite to be the starting quarterback next year for the Broncos?
No.
Are the Broncos going to draft a quarterback in the first round this year?
Yes.
Will Bradley Chubb play this weekend?
No. I don't think so. I think Bradley's going to be out.
All right, my friend. That does it. We got you out of here in 52. We got 30 seconds to spare. We appreciate you, my friend. Let's catch up with you next week.
Right on. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Hey, I'm a man of my word. Zach says he needs to be out by 12:52 because he's got Broncos stuff to do. We're going to make that happen. No doubt about it. Do we have a break still, Angel? I'm so lost in the world of we do have a break still? Okay, let's take that break. That's what happens, man. When you get the Swole Cracker on and you get Zach freaking Stevens on, things just, you just get lost in the whole show, man. Get lost in the whole show with us. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.